A. Charles Peruto Jr. says he would have advised Thomasine Tynes to enter a guilty plea to conflict of interest under the arrangement outlined in her federal sentencing memo.
It means absolutely nothing. She was already convicted of perjury. They're lumping it together. There's a deal that she won't get one additional day.
Tynes was already going to be sentenced for lying to a grand jury about a ticket-fixing scheme in traffic court. She's pleading guilty to conflict of interest instead of a tougher charge such as bribery. Peruto says he believes the deal is about District Attorney Seth Williams proving he could prosecute a case that the Attorney General kicked to the curb.
It makes Seth Williams victorious over Kathleen Kane because she viewed it as unprosecutable, and now, lo and behold, he gets a conviction. It's just window dressing.
Williams declined a request for comment. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.